And welcome back to The Daily Buddhism. I'm Brian, your host, and today I'm going to introduce you to the Buddha's Eightfold Path. But first, I need to discuss some podcast business. First, I want to welcome all the new subscribers from iTunes. It seemed to take forever, but our podcast is now listed on iTunes, and the number of listeners has exploded. Welcome to all of you, and keep in mind that this is still a fairly new podcast, and it's still going to be pretty easy to catch up on all the previous shows. Just open up iTunes, click on this podcast, and click on the Get All button to download all the previous episodes. You can still get completely caught up with everyone else in less than an hour. Of course, all the text of everything said in the podcast is also available on both the website, www.dailybuddhism.com, as well as in the daily emailing. You can sign up for the emailing on the website. Secondly, this will be the last podcast for a couple of weeks. I'm going out of town until May 5th. Just like before, internet access is going to be difficult. The daily emails will stop temporarily, and so will the podcast. It can't be avoided, but be assured this will most likely be the last extended break for the Daily Buddhism for a very long time. We're mostly through the very basic introductory material now, so when I do return, we'll get back on track and into the interesting stuff fairly quickly. Stay tuned. You can subscribe to the podcast and sign up for the email list on the website, and you won't miss a thing. As soon as I get back, you'll know it. Okay, last time we talked about the Four Noble Truths, and the Fourth Noble Truth told us that the way out of suffering is the Eightfold Path, Buddha's cure for the suffering of this world. The first two steps on the path, right view and right intention, are often paired together and called the wisdom portion of the path. Right speech, right action, and right livelihood fall into the ethical conduct category. And the last three, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration, are considered mental discipline. So between wisdom, ethics, and mental discipline, the Eightfold Path covers all the important stuff a Buddhist should focus on. The Eightfold Path, Step 1, Right View. Right view is also called right perspective, right vision, or right understanding. It's all about having the right perspective on yourself and the universe. You need to see the world and yourself as they truly are, not what you have been conditioned to see. Much of this relates to really understanding the Four Noble Truths. Understand that nothing is permanent or perfect. To think through karma and all the effects it has on you, having the proper way of looking at the world is especially crucial to a Buddhist, since your perspective actually shapes your life and how you live it. And it's important that in perfecting your right view, that you clear out your misunderstandings, misconceptions, and confusion. Keep an open mind and look at everything in a critical manner. The Eightfold Path, Step 2, Right Intention. Right intention is also called right thought, right resolve, or right aspiration, or the exertion of our own will to change. It involves your commitment and your reasons for following the tenets of Buddhism. Do you really want to give up desire? Are you willing to make sacrifices to attain enlightenment? Are you willing to give up anger, hatred, and negative feelings while embracing compassion? Are you willing to avoid doing harm to others? This one is pretty hard to explain, really. At this stage of your Buddhist development, don't worry about it too much. You'll understand what kind of commitments are necessary as time passes. It's not so bad. The Eightfold Path, Step 3, Right Action. Right action is also called right conduct, and it involves how to behave in the physical world from day to day. Some examples of the rules are to avoid killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct. Those three are obviously pretty serious offenses, but for the most part are not an issue for most people in civilized parts of the world. If you have sexual misconduct, kill someone, or steal something, you're going to go to jail. We've all learned not to do those things. But on the other hand, the same subject leads us right into another famous Buddhist list called the Five Precepts. We'll get into these five rules another time, But generally speaking, they fall under the category of right actions, so we can introduce them here. But these are a little more difficult to observe in some cases. The five precepts. Number one, refrain from destroying living beings. Two, refrain from stealing. Three, refrain from sexual misconduct, adultery, rape, etc. Four, refrain from false speech, lying. And five, refrain from intoxicants, which leads to heedlessness. Okay, as I said, we'll get into those a little more later. The idea behind all of this is that improper physical actions leads to an unsound mind, so that in order to have a sound mind and attain enlightenment, one should act properly with the physical body. In another way of looking at the five precepts, all of these rules involve physical attachments and desires, and as we learned last week with the Noble Truths, desire and attachment is the Buddhist root of all evil. The Eightfold Path, Step 4, Right Speech. This is the Buddhist way of saying, watch your mouth. One important Buddhist scripture explains, what is right speech? Abstaining from lying, abstaining from divisive speech, abstaining from abusive speech, abstaining from idle chatter. This, monks, is called right speech. This is all very simple to understand and pretty much follows the old adage, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. It's better to live your life under a vow of silence. Yes, Buddhists have those too. Than it is to hurt others or yourself through your words. It's one of the harder points of the Eightfold Path to follow. Watch yourself today and tomorrow and see how easy it is to complain or gossip or even just waste time talking about nothing. The Eightfold Path, Step 5, Right Livelihood. Right livelihood is the goal of trying to make a living with right thought, speech, and actions. You don't have to give up everything and become a propertyless monk, but no Buddhist practitioner should engage in trades or occupations which, either directly or indirectly, result in harm to other living beings or systems. Think about your job. Is anyone anywhere harmed, physically, emotionally, or mentally? How about animals? Are they harmed? If you analyze your life, you're probably going to see where you live at someone else's expense. In my opinion, this is one part of the Eightfold Path that was a lot easier to accomplish back in Buddha's day than it is now. Today, everyone is so interdependent that it's extremely hard to live without doing some damage to someone, somewhere. The Eightfold Path, Step 6, Right Effort. Right effort is also known as right endeavoring and concerns the Buddhist practitioner's continuous efforts to keep his or her mind free of thoughts that might impair his or her ability to realize or put into practice the other elements of the Noble Eightfold Path. As I've mentioned in the past, a Buddhist believes that reality bends to his own perception of it. By an effort of mind, a Buddhist can shape his reality. Of course, this can be a double-edged sword, creating both wholesome and unwholesome conditions. Right effort concerns making the conscious effort to positively shape our mind and our world. The same type of mental energy that fuels desire, envy, aggression, and violence can, on the other side, fuel self-discipline, honesty, benevolence, and kindness. Right effort consists of four major actions that a Buddha should attempt at all times. First, make an effort to prevent the creation of unwholesome states. Don't cause any new trouble. Don't come up with new problems. Avoid creating new unwholesome states. Number two, make an effort to abandon pre-existing unwholesome states. There's something that you do that causes a problem, try to eliminate it, try to remove it, solve that problem, get that state resolved. Number three, make an effort to encourage wholesome states. Bring positive things into your life. Try to do whatever you can to make good things come up in the future. And last, make an effort to maintain pre-existing wholesome states. If there's something particularly good happening, try to maintain it. Try to keep it up. Keep the good things, get rid of the bad things, and try to prevent new bad things from coming up. Try to encourage new good things to come up. Pretty simple. The Eightfold Path, Step 7, Right Mindfulness. Right mindfulness is also translated as right memory, and together with concentration is concerned mostly with the practice of meditation. Roughly speaking, mindfulness refers to the practice of keeping the mind alert to phenomena, both internal and external, as they are affecting the body and mind. It concerns seeing yourself and the universe as it really is. Right mindfulness requires clear perception, and it penetrates impressions, both correct and incorrect. Right mindfulness enables us to be aware of the process of how our own minds work in such a way that with practice we can actively observe and control the way our thoughts go. Buddha accounted for this as the four foundations of mindfulness: the contemplation of the body, contemplation of feeling, contemplation of the state of mind, and the contemplation of phenomena. The Eightfold Path, Step 8, Right Concentration. Right concentration, together with right mindfulness, is concerned broadly with the practice of Buddhist meditation. According to the Pali Canon, one of the classic Buddhist scriptures, right concentration is dependent on the development of all the preceding steps on the Eightfold Path. The Blessed One said, "Now what, monks, is noble right concentration with its supports and requisite conditions? Any singleness of mind equipped with these seven factors: right view, right resolve, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right of effort, and right mindfulness, is called noble right concentration with its support and requisite conditions." Concentration, in this context, is a state where all mental faculties are directed onto one particular object or point. Right concentration for the purpose of the Eightfold Path means concentration on wholesome thoughts and actions. Meditation is the primary path of achieving right concentration, and most Buddhists practice meditation extensively. As we shall see later on, there are many forms of meditation, but most Buddhists practice it in some form. With enough practice meditating, it becomes natural to apply elevated levels of concentration to everyday situations and regular life. And that's it for episode 6 of The Daily Buddhism. As I mentioned before, I'll be gone for a few weeks, but when I return, so will the podcast, so will the emails. See you then.